All right. Momo is here. Mason's in Costa Rica taking all sorts of pictures. And final hour of the show coming up later this hour. Game of Games and Lie of the Day, both which belong to me today. Jorge went and dug up the Game of Games standings. It's Mason for the month of August. Mason with 5 wins. Jorge with 5. Momo with 3. Lindsay with 2. I have 0. But ooh. I've been gone most of the month of August. Now I'm
that's gonna, your excuse?
Yeah, but hold on. I want to look. The last 5 days of the month are worth double, but we're not there yet. Starting Wednesday, the games are worth double. So today will be worth single. Game of Games coming up in about 40 minutes. Ramona, while I was gone, when I was in Idaho, the Trevor Bauer case played out. I don't know how much you guys talked about this for people who've been
not
living
too
under,
much. Not
okay,
too much.
So for people living under the rock, Trevor Bauer is the highest paid pitcher in all of baseball. He is the highest paid Dodger. He has been for the past several weeks on administrative leave after a woman accused him of sexual assault. Now, last week there was a 4-day hearing in Los Angeles Superior Court. The judge was Diana Gould Saltman, and this was a smaller issue, but a lot of things legally, Ramona, came out of it. So Bauer has been accused by a 27-year-old San Diego woman of sexual assault, but after hearing testimony from the accuser and other witnesses, the judge concluded the pitcher does not pose an immediate threat to her. She was trying to get a restraining order. Bauer won the case. And while the judge admitted the injuries shown in photographs are terrible, he did not exceed the limits that the woman set. Now, this has been Bauer's argument from the beginning, Ramona, that this was consensual sex. She told him that she liked it rough. Her point was, I didn't want it that rough. And it all played out in court. Now, what's interesting about the ruling is it doesn't mean Bauer won't be suspended. As a matter of fact, it's likely he'll be suspended. There's several examples of players, even though they weren't found guilty of anything, just the nature of the case got them suspended. Julio Urias is the best example of this. He had a 20-game suspension, even though he wasn't charged with a crime last year after he had an incident with his girlfriend in a shopping mall parking lot. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is that The Athletic did an article about what this means now, written by Fabian Ardaya. And Fabian talks to a lot of lawyers, including one named David Ring, who's represented a lot of victims of sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. Ring told The Athletic that I'm going to quote him now. There is no way a district attorney looks at this case and says there was a sexual assault beyond a reasonable doubt. In other words, he doesn't think Bauer's going to be convicted of anything.
Really?
Now, a civil suit could be filed. That requires a different burden of proof. I mean, something happened here, and she suffered very serious injuries. But here's the things I wanted to bring up. Let's say he's not charged with any type of a crime, and he's suspended for, we'll say, the rest of this season. His administrative leave will probably get extended that far anyway. And let's say 20 games into next season. All right. And I know the Dodger players have said till the LA Times they don't want him back. My sense of it is that he'll never pitch another game for the Dodgers. But Ramona, if he's not charged with anything, should his career be over? Should his Major League Baseball career be done? What do you think?
I got to be honest. Like, there's a pattern. It's not just one person. This wasn't one incident. This was multiple incidents with her. Then there was the other woman in Cleveland who the Washington Post reported on. I just think it would it's going to be really hard for any franchise to sign him and play him again with this kind of stuff. I mean, this stuff is pretty ugly. It's really ugly. And he didn't win anything. I think that's the thing people miss here on the restraining order. Yeah, the judge denied the temporary restraining order on him in the sense that the judge said he's not a direct threat to her right now. Like, in other words, there's no expectation. She's not in imminent danger from him right now. So therefore, the idea of a temporary restraining order is not needed. That's not a win for Trevor Bauer. His attorney had to admit in court that he did choke her out with her hair and all. I mean, this was like admitted in court. So now this becomes part of the MLB investigation. And I think, John, the big thing a lot of people were speculating was, would MLB conclude its investigation before this TRO hearing? Okay, TRO, temporary restraining order hearing.
Right, and they did not. That investigation is still ongoing.
So therefore, everything that was said in this temporary restraining order hearing is now on the record admissible as part of the MLB investigation, you see? So if you have to admit this in a court of law, now MLB doesn't need to get you to admit it, and MLB doesn't have the same power to compel you to testify. So Trevor Bauer never took the stand in this court hearing. He used his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. He pled the fifth, right? So he wouldn't have had to testify in the MLB investigation because they don't have the power to compel you to do that. And he didn't testify in this one, but his attorney did say some things that are admissible and admitted certain things that I think are very damaging. And I think MLB is probably, my guess, this is just a speculative guess, but MLB is probably going to suspend him at some point whenever they finally rule on this for the rest of this year, maybe into next year. And if I'm the Dodgers, I want MLB to take care of this sooner rather than later, because the Dodgers are still paying him. They're paying him. He's on the books. He's not pitching. I think they'd rather this wrap up so that they can decide what they're going to do, whether that be cut him, whether that be release him, whatever they're going to do. But right now, they don't have any say over it. They're not even allowed to really comment because of the rules that are in place with the players' union. And this is the part I feel pretty strongly on, okay? There's a lot of people who say, why don't the Dodgers just cut him right now? Right. I mean, just get this headache out of the way. This is a really ugly thing. The players and the team are would rather be done with this. They're trying to win a World Series. All this is a distraction. It sends the wrong message. But this is something that's collectively bargained with the Players Association. And whatever you feel about Trevor Bauer and what he did, I think people do deserve to have their due process and to see what comes out here, because
okay, but Ramona, that's where I'm going with all
right.
this. If he
right.
and if you listen to the show, you know
yep.
that I hate cancel culture. I mm-hmm. hate it. I think that we are way too quick to punish people in this country when they make mistakes.
Yep.
And that's not to suggest that Trevor Bauer doesn't deserve consequences for obviously some pretty graphic and disgusting actions. But if I'm going to be that guy, if I'm going to be the guy that argues against cancel culture and that everyone deserves due process,
yep.
and he gets it, he goes through all these investigations and he goes through all these legal proceedings, and at the end of the day, he is not charged with a crime and he serves his suspension, however long that may be. Mason would argue, because Mason's pro cancel culture, he thinks that he's a little harsher than I am on this stuff. Mason would argue, if he were here, that Trevor Bauer should never pitch in the major leagues again, no matter what. I would argue, if I'm being consistent with my position,
yep.
that anybody who goes through due process, is not charged with the crime, serves a suspension, should be given a second chance. Where do you come down on that?
I think this is different than cancel culture, in that cancel culture to me means you said something dumb on the radio, you said something dumb on a broadcast. That's, to me, that's Jack Morris, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
I think Jack Morris should not be fired. He's probably going to be fired, but I think
I think they should just, they.
I think he should be able to apologize and move on.
Apologize, maybe miss a couple of games so you're punished, but I think he should be able to come back if they want him back. I don't know if he's a good broadcaster or not. I don't, you know, I haven't heard him, but I don't, to me, cancel culture is you said something dumb or you said something offensive. It shouldn't ruin your life, shouldn't ruin your career. This, to me, is sexual assault. And that is a very different question.
Even if he's not charged with it.
Yeah, even if he's not charged, I think I've heard enough, to be honest, from what choking her out and the bruises and everything. And now let's, a lot of the evidence in this, it still needs to go through the process, but we have had a lot of this come forward, you know, come to light here. And it's not just accusations. There's real testimony now that from Bauer's side as well. And I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I want to see what happens. It probably will be a year or two from now. I also want to hear what he says, right? To this point, all he's said is this was consensual. He's not denying any of the things that she's alleging, hitting her in the face, hitting her in the private. No, it's just, people might be into rough sex. That's not rough sex. That's assault. To me.
By the way, even though I'm presenting the argument that everybody who goes through due process should get a second chance, I don't think he's going to get one.
Yeah.
I think that the reality of this situation is...
I think you can get a second chance for certain things, and it's also how you handle it.
He's going to pitch the remainder of his career in some South Korean baseball league.
I don't know how they feel about cancel culture over there either.
Right. But, you know, we'll see. There's only a handful of people on this planet who can throw a baseball 100 miles an hour. But yeah, I'll be interested to see where it goes from here. By the way, his latest administrative leave was extended through the end of this week, through Friday of this week. They could rule on it between now and then. They've kicked the can down the road 6 times.
Yeah.
So there is no indication that they probably will. Okay. People are warning the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball, who, of course, grew up here in Southern California, about a mistake he may be making in his love life.
Oh.
We'll explain next. Ramona and for Mace, I'm John Ireland. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Today it's Momo in Ireland, Ramona Shelburne in for Mace. Still to come later this hour, the Game of Games and the Lie of the Day, which it's mine today, both those things. So, Ramona, if you talk to, and you and I both do, if you talk to the family of any young NBA player, they will tell you that one of their biggest worries, along with the fact that their NBA player son or brother or, you know, whoever it is, that the player could get hurt or injured, one of their biggest worries that they will openly admit to, Instagram models.
Yeah.
If you put, even Michael, if you put him on a lie detector, he would tell you one of his big worries is he has 3 athlete sons, Instagram models. And this scenario that one of these girls is going to hook up with their son or their brother, hook up with the player, and then that player is tied to this woman, particularly if they have kids, tied to this woman for the next 20 years or maybe forever. It's a really big deal in professional sports. LaMelo Ball is 19. He's the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year. He is the younger brother of Lonzo, and he plays for the Charlotte Hornets. He is now dating 32-year-old Instagram model Anna Montana. And they were seen together on a date, which has led many fans criticizing Montana for dating someone a lot younger than her. The word predatory is being used in a lot of these tweets. She's 32. He's 19. What do you think?
I'm fine with it.
Lindsay, what do you think?
I'm fine with it.
I mean, these guys, yeah, they're grown men. They can make these decisions. And you want to know what?
Is 19 a grown man?
Well, yeah. When you've lived overseas in Lithuania when you were 16 or whatever he was. I mean, he's been all over the world. He should be worldly by now. He made a big stink in that article about not going to college and I didn't need to learn anything there and yada, yada, yada. So make of that what you will. But I just think he's having fun. Let the kid have fun. Who cares? Don't let him get married. Okay. Or if he's going to get married, make him sign a prenup. But other than that, yeah.
What I find interesting about this is if the genders were reversed, if it was a 32-year-old man dating a 19-year-old woman, I don't think people are getting freaked out over that.
Yeah.
I think it happens all the time. You know, Ramona, where we go to the Staples Center and see the guys there with their quote-unquote niece.
Yeah.
You know, that's in L.A. in particular, that's a very common thing to see a much older guy with, you know, dating a much younger woman. So why is it a thing when an older woman dates a younger guy? There's no equity in that.
Yeah, I think it's also because it's the Instagram model thing. It's this idea that they're just using you to amplify their brand. I mean, you and I watched the F Boy Island, right?
All of those
ladies and guys on that show were all Instagram personalities. I mean, not all, but I think a lot of them are. And this is just a brand play. You're looking for love. No, you're going to get a lot more Instagram followers, which means you're going to get a lot more ads and endorsements and things like that. That's what you're skeptical of with those relationships. But I also think LaMelo is a grown man. He is in the NBA. He can do what he wants. I don't care about the age difference. Like he's worldly, or should be at least, having played in Australia and Lithuania and been in the league. Like, just protect yourself legally. That's all.
All right, so a lot of websites have jumped on this. Anna Montana's real name is Ana Alicia Chavez. She's born in Massachusetts. In the past, she was dating Real Madrid soccer player Karim Benzema, but that was way back in 2008. She makes her own money through modeling and promoting brands on social media. Her net worth is around $5 million, so she has her own money.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people are comparing this to is PJ Washington, who's another NBA player who plays for the Hornets, got involved with a woman that was 7 years older than him, and they've had a falling out, and now she is refusing to let him see his son. So people think that she may have, gotten into this for the money. But I find it very hard to criticize anybody for who they're dating, because again, if this were reversed, if the man was older and the woman was younger, nobody would even think twice about it. So why is it a problem if LaMelo Ball goes out with a 32-year-old?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, to me, it's like, he's a young man, live your life, enjoy as much as you can. Like, just try to do it without.
By the way, so are you and Nevin around the same age?
I am 3 weeks older. Older.
Yeah, you're born in the same year.
Yeah.
So I'm 6 years older than Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, how old is too old for you to go out with?
I don't know, probably like 10 years.
You may meet somebody that's 15 years older than you, and you guys might fall for each other. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. I have one of my best friends. She's always dating older men. So I'm 42. So we're both 42 now.
Okay.
She's dating guys in their 50s, and she sends me, their like Tinder profiles or the Bumble profiles and stuff. And I'm like, all I look at, I just want to support her and just be like, old man. They all look so much older than
her. Wait a minute.
Like, sorry,
as God. As a representative of the 50s male class, I'm offended by that.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, they say, the rule, I don't know who made up this rule, is half your age plus seven.
Half your age plus seven.
So, for example, you're
40. That is really, really old. That's a big gap.
No. So, Ramona, you're 42.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the youngest you can date is 21 plus 7 is 28.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lindsay, how old are you, or do you not want to say?
I'm in my early 30s.
Okay, so let's say you're 31. So you could do 15 plus 7, 22 is as
young
as you
girl.
Can go.
Get it.
That's way too young. Way too young.
Jorge, what's the difference between you and Brenda, age?
She's 11 months older than me.
So basically same year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I would say is, like, my friend who's dating up, okay, she's dating the older man. She has a theory.
That's not uncommon,
though,
by the way.
It's not uncommon. She said she's tired of dating. She used to always date down. She used to date.
Right.
She's in her early 40s. She would date like mid 30s, early 30s. But she's like the greatest catch ever because she's in her early 40s but doesn't want to have kids. So usually guys don't like to date women in their late 30s, early 40s because they're like, oh, gosh, we got to get married and have kids right away because the clock's ticking.
But she doesn't want them.
She doesn't want it.
She's like Lindsay. Lindsay doesn't want them.
Oh, I want to put that out there for you, Lindsay, unless you want to say
it. I say it all the time.
Lindsay's put it out there
kids.
Herself.
Yeah. So if that's most guys get scared off. Like you start having a relationship and a month into the relationship, the girl's got to go, okay, is this dad material here? Right? Like they got to size you up real fast because they don't have time to waste. So my friend, she just said, but when she dates down, she's really good looking. She's young. She's vibrant. She could definitely date down. She can date 35-year-olds easy. But she finds that those guys are still, they're probably better off dating like 20-something girls. Because they just kind of want to go out to the club all the time. They're not settled in their careers yet.
Right.
She said she's just so tired of dating guys who are still trying to find themselves. She'd much rather date the, like, 50-something guys who are kind of, like,
well,
older.
All the hot news anchor women I used to work with
all
wanted me to introduce them to older because they thought younger guys were immature.
Yeah, immature, haven't found themselves yet.
Yeah.
She's like, I want somebody who has a career. She's like, she doesn't even care if they have kids or divorced. You know, she's like, it's all good as long as you're stable and secure and like normal. And also like you're still out there trying to date.
LaMelo, you know? I say date whoever you want.
Yeah,
you
all good.
Be you. All right, coming up. Is it bad karma, bad juju, to break up with your girlfriend at a baseball game?
Ooh.
It happened. We'll explain. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, Ramona in for Mace, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, we're about 10 minutes away from Game of Games. It's my game today. Also, Lie of the Day. This is Nelly. I was just telling Lindsay and Momo that my wife, who's still in Idaho, is going to a Nelly concert tonight. And then tomorrow, she's taking her niece on what she calls a day of yes, where she has to do whatever my niece wants, who's 13.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I don't think my wife is going to be in a very good mood by this time tomorrow. All right. So speaking of, we were talking earlier last segment about LaMelo Ball and, you know, he's dating a 32-year-old and he's only 19. As you know, many times if you go to a sporting event, you'll see Jumbotron proposals. Now, Ramona, if I remember correctly, you hate those, right?
Hate them.
You and my friend Jamie Maggio, who works at Channel 2, hate Jumbotron proposals. You think they're corny, right?
Also, it's not just that they're corny. It's just this should be, for me at least, when Nevin proposed to me, it was a very emotional, private moment that, like, I would have been mortified if I was on a big screen. I would have been completely freaked out and mortified. I was so happy that he knew me well enough to know that I would not want that. definitely not one.
Yeah.
That.
So, by the way, if you're ever dating Jamie or well, Ramona's taken now, but do not do a Jumbotron proposal for her, or she'll say no.
Yeah, I don't want a camera crew there. I don't want a whole group of people there. Just you and me. That's it. This is a private moment. Not everything has to be on Instagram.
Lindsay, what do you think of Jumbotron proposals?
I think they're pretty lame. I agree with Ramona. They're lame. They're in. What's the word? Like, there's not a whole lot of effort put into it. It's not very personal. It seems kind of cheap, you know?
Yeah, but you still see them a lot. They'll be at Staples Center and at Dodger Stadium, and a lot of people will do them. So, Ramona, we know how you feel about the proposals, but what about this? A screenshot from a recent minor league baseball game in Pennsylvania showed a man breaking up with his girlfriend via Jumbotron message. The man,
what?
Tim, appeared to break up with his girlfriend, Alyssa, with a simple message, and it was on the scoreboard. It said, "Alyssa, this relationship is over." All caps, O-V-E-R.
Ooh.
Signed, Tim. And it's, like, right up on the scoreboard. It's in the top of the eighth inning. 2 days ago, on August 21st. So you always got to be wary that could be a stunt or a prank, but the team insists it was not, that you're allowed to.
I don't think they should allow that. Like, that's like, you're not allowed to take out super negative advertising like that on a built on a Jumbotron.
Why not?
Now, Lindsay,
slander,
is the guy a jerk for doing it that way?
Yeah, he's a jerk, but obviously, I'm sure he's an immature, stupid kid. I think it's kind of funny.
Jorge, what do you think about the Jumbotron breakup?
Great idea, man.
Great idea.
Yeah. What?
Why not? I mean, look, it could be a stunt. It could just be something like a dare or something. I don't know. I know I would do it. I would do something like that, like a stunt kind of thing. Maybe they just wanted it.
You just want attention for being a jerk?
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
Well, it worked. A lot of people talking about it now.
Gosh, I just think that's just be kind to people.
Well, you know how kids want to go viral now, so it's like maybe just
that's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah, I was going to say. You know who would break up with somebody in a Jumbotron? Mason.
Yeah,
because then a lot of people would talk about it. Now, the other reason why you don't want to propose at a public place is, what if the girl says no?
Uh-huh.
Then the thing's like a complete disaster. I always think when someone says no, it's a stunt put on by the team. Don't you?
No, I think it's exactly what I was describing, which is like, you really don't know me if you think this is how I want you to propose. This is your proposal, not my proposal. And the fact that you're doing it, or some guys kind of rush into it. Like, they just, I've had a lot of male friends, acquaintances, whatever, like, you know that stage in the relationship where, like, things start to get serious and you get all excited and you're still in that honeymoon stage?
Right.
And you're, like, in the, you know, somebody says, I love you, and it's, like, a little soon, but it's also great. That's a really cool stage. That's the stage where you say, I love you. It's not the stage where you say, let's get married. And a lot of guys get all up in their feelings. Yeah, they get up in their feelings, right? And take it a little too far. I think that's when you see those Jumbotron proposals. Like, they just get all up in their feelings and they're excited, and that's super romantic and cool. But, like, getting married is a really big decision that maybe you should always broach the subject of marriage with a girl first.
What's the right time for somebody to tell you I love you?
Well, it depends on how old you are.
Okay.
I think that matters, don't you? Like, when you're dating, you're like 16. If you say I love you real fast, that's like stupid.
Jorge, I'm going to answer this question very carefully.
Uh-huh.
It depends on what happened immediately before.
Yeah. If you say it too soon, like if you're on like the third date and you're like, man, I think I love you. No,
that's too soon.
Yeah, that's way too soon. That's going to end it in a hurry.
But you also have to feel it out. Like, if you propose, you should have a pretty good idea she's going to say yes based off of previous conversations.
Yeah, there should have been a conversation before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Game of Games is very, very close this month. And for once, I'm not the reason why. I'm completely out of it. I've been gone a lot this month. And
you could still rally, John. You could still rally.
I'd have to kind of figure it out. the hard way, but I'd have to get all the like the double games. But Mason has five, so he'll be okay by the time he gets back. Jorge has five. Momo has three. Lindsay has two. We'll play Game of Games next. Ooh. It's my game. Plus, can Jorge, Lindsay, and Momo sniff out my lie of the day? That's all coming next. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Game of Games has been close this month. Mason's got five, Jorge five, Momo three, Lindsay two. I've been gone a lot. I have zero, and I won't have any today because it's my game, and I need a promise from all three of you.
Okay.
Specifically, repeat after me. Jorge, no Googling.
No Googling.
Lindsay,
no Googling.
No Googling. Okay, here we go. Yesterday, Miguel Cabrera became the 28th major league player to reach 500 career home runs. I have a list of players. You guys tell me, yes or no, is he in the 500 home run club?
I promise okay. you that I just looked this up like 3 days ago. So
okay. Well, I mean, most of these are very close. They're either like right. just over 500 or just under it. All right, Lindsay, you first. Lou Gehrig.
No.
Okay, Jorge.
No.
Momo.
I'll say no, because Lindsay just looked this up.
Yep. 493. Very Ooh, close. Okay. Seven home runs away. Okay, Jorge. Frank Thomas.
No.
Ramona.
I'm going to say yes.
Lindsay.
I'm also going to say yes.
Yes is the correct answer.
Woo!
Frank Thomas, 521. All right, Momo, Adrian Beltre.
I will say no.
Okay, Lindsay.
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. He's retired. Jorge.
With the crowd, no.
No is the correct answer. 477.
Woo! Woo!
All right. Lindsay, I'm not going to make you go first because I think you know all these. So, Jorge, Willie Stargell.
I'll say yes.
Okay, Momo.
I will also say yes.
Lindsay.
I think it's yes.
The answer is no. Willie Stargell wow. had 475
Oh, close. Okay.
Okay, Momo. Gary Sheffield.
Gary Sheffield. I'm going to say no.
Jorge.
I'm going to say no.
Lindsay.
I'm going to say yes.
The answer is yes. Gary Sheffield had 510
Wow.
Home run.
He just got there. Okay.
Yep. All right. Jorge, Big Poppy, David Ortiz, yes or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Momo.
Yep.
Lindsay.
Yes.
Yes. 541 career home runs. All right. Next one. Momo, Cal Ripken.
I'm going to say no.
Jorge.
I'm going to say no.
Lindsay.
I'm going to say yes.
The answer is no.
Oh, 431.
Ramona, this is very close. Ramona 5, Lindsay 5, Jorge 4.
I got a chance. I need to win this one.
As soon as I said it, I knew.
Okay. The next one, Jorge, Mike Piazza.
I'm going to say yes.
Ramona.
I think it's a no.
Lindsay.
No.
No is the correct answer.
Woo!
Six
Woo!
For Lindsay. Six for Ramona.
Oh, I could cut the tension with a knife.
The next one. Jorge. Rafael Palmeiro.
I'm going to say no.
Ramona.
I will say yes.
Lindsay.
I'm going to say yes.
The answer is yes. Jorge is out of it.
I'm out.
Woo!
So it comes down to Lindsay and Ramona.
Why do I always have to go first?
All right, I'll make Lindsay go first on this one, okay?
Okay.
Lindsay, your favorite player, Manny Ramirez.
No, I don't think he did.
Ramona.
I do not think Manny Ramirez got to 500.
Ramona, you blew it. Oh. The answer is yes.
He did.
500.
How many have?
555 career home runs.
Ramona.
I can't.
That is an epic fail
all,
for me.
Me too.
Yeah, I can't.
Well,
believe.
You had Lindsay go first, and I was like, she definitely knows this one.
I don't
one.
Remember that happening. I feel like I would remember that happening.
Lindsay, the reason you probably don't remember it is he didn't do it as an Indian. Remember, he bounced around
after.
Yeah,
he was in Boston, and then he was in. He must have been in Boston.
He might have done
it
with the Dodgers. Okay. All right. So that brings us to the tiebreaker. All right. And Ramona, I'll let you go last again, okay? We mentioned earlier in the show that the all-time Los Angeles Dodger home run leader is Eric Karros. How many career home runs, now he played for some teams other than the Dodgers, but how many career home runs total did Eric Karros have? Closest,
okay.
And you can go over. Lindsay, how many?
I'm going to go 250.
Okay, Ramona, you should either go 251 or zero.
251.
The correct answer.
Yeah, that's probably right because you probably got more than
Eric Karros had 284 home runs. Woo! Ramona wins it and takes it.
Good job, Momo.
Ramona, you're knocking on the door now. You have 4 wins for the month of August. You're 1 behind Jorge, and you could tie for the lead tomorrow.
John,
oh, no, you can't because tomorrow's your game.
I know, but I just want to say, if I win a month on the Mason and Ireland show,
how great
I think this is going to be one of my biggest
All right, Jorge, what's our out time today?
52. We got.
All right, so we only got a minute. Do any of you think you know the lie of the day?
I wrote one down.
Skiing thing about the you wanted to make a TikTok of your water skiing.
Okay, you don't think I posted anything on Instagram. Okay,
no.
Lindsay, how about you?
I wrote down that you knew the guy who wrote the Air Supply song.
Okay.
That's good.
Jorge, you got one?
Yeah, Lisa sitting down and binge watch Yellowstone or Yellowstone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All good guesses.
Uh-huh.
All
oh.
3 of you. Incorrect. I've now run to 4-0. I have never met, nor have I ever been in the same room, nor have I ever interviewed Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, that's a good one. I should have got that.
I just, for whatever reason, I've never talked to him. I've never met him. I've never had him on the
that's
show.
That's good.
Dude,
I did not. That's a good lie, John. Yeah. I did not pick up on that one at all.
All right, coming up, Lindsay, who's coming up on the afternoon show today?
I believe we've got Cap and, you know.
DeMarco Farr and Scott Kaplan is what I'm being told in
go.
My ear. So,
Cap and DeMarco.
And DeMarco worked the Ram game over the weekend, so you can get the latest on everything going on with the Rams. Momo and I will be back tomorrow on Mason and Ireland 710 ESPN.